All right, we are live for the Tuesday edition of the Morning Check-In. And as always, it's going to be a good morning, man. Hope everyone is doing well. Hope your day is off to a good start. And a lot of interesting things unfolding. And one thing that caught my attention, just through scanning through the Twitter sphere or X community, whatever you want to call it, is the what appears to be an increasing amount of meetings taking place. Of course, which, you know, information we are not privy to. But yet again, you have these people, governments, entities, institutions, bankers, they're meeting to discuss things that, of course, pertain to us. And so want to share some thoughts, speculate a little bit, go off on a deep end as to what could be taking place in all these meetings happening right now. And of course, get you caught up with some other things happening in real time. You know, gold is holding steady. Yet again, the housing market figures are declining. So that shows more stress in the builder sector as well as the main economy. So it's going to be an interesting live stream, man. As always, I want to welcome everyone to the fold. If you're new, definitely, I want to encourage you to subscribe as well as follow. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when we go live. And for those who are tuning in, let me know if the audio is coming in good. I want to make sure that I'm not just talking to myself as I've done in previous live streams. And also, if you haven't, connect with RTD on any or all of these social media tabs here. More importantly, one of the Telegram, where we share stuff throughout the day. Community is very active over there. We're not streaming live. So going to be a good day, man. Looking forward to it, as always. It's something about when the weather finally turns, which it looks like we're getting some consistently good weather here in the great state of Michigan. And so it just puts a little bit of a pep in my step and got my wheels turning, got my thoughts flowing. And so definitely looking forward to sharing my thoughts. So as always, going to share with you some good news, start off with the good word of God, something to give you to help charge your spirit, man, up, dive into some Wall Street activities, some main things, and then get into some things impacting Main Street. So let's make it a good one, people, as always. Let me see here. We'll check in real quick. We got Neil's checking in. We got B-Rad checking in, Tom checking in. Appreciate you, man, as always. Thanks for blessing me with your presence. And as always, hit that thumbs up button, show your support for the channel. That just, you know, shows algorithms that there are people out there that find value in the content, as well as let me know you guys are, you know, rocking with me a little bit. So, all right, let's not waste any more time, man. Let's get into it with that good news of the day. All right, so this is something that really hit me this morning. I thought I would share it for sure. And given all the things we're facing from many fronts, depending on what area you want to focus on, you can always find something that you can either complain about or you can choose to take the mindset of celebrating. And what better way to celebrate other than exalting your creator, your maker, the one where you get your strength from, hopefully. And so that's kind of how I position myself. But here is an interesting word this morning from Acts. And it says, exalt him. And it's from Acts 16, 25 through 26. And it says, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake and all the doors immediately flew open. And so highlighting that encounter that the saints had in what we would be considered their one of their darkest hours, being in jail for being persecuted, rather, for preaching the good news. But then it says here, today, regardless of what is happening, focus on God, who is your help and defender. There is nothing more freeing than praising him and expressing your trust in his power, wisdom, and love. Consider Paul and Silas, who were unjustly arrested, beaten, and incarcerated in the Philippian jail. Instead of dwelling on their pain, they focused on the Lord and sang praises to his holy name. And because of their unfailing trust in him, God released them from prison, and many trusted Jesus as their Savior. There is power in praise. When you exalt the Father, you recognize his love, respect his sovereignty, and prepare the way for his provision. So today, even if circumstances seem insurmountable, make the choice to rejoice in the Lord. Cry out to the one who is capable of turning your sorrow into joy and praise him, not only for what he is planning for your future, or what he has planned rather, but also for what you can learn from your present situation. And the closing prayer is, Lord, you are God. You are worthy of all honor, glory, power, and praise. Thank you for your love. Amen. All right. That is that good news of the day. coming from Axe. And so, yeah, enjoy an opportunity being able to share some good news with you to kick things off in the morning, just not focusing on what's happening in the real world as if, you know, any of these things we can actually control. What we can't, but we can control, you know, what we choose to focus on. And if you put your thoughts and your heart in the right place, yeah, you'll be better off. So anyway, let's get into it, man. As always, before I move forward, appreciate everybody for blessing with your presence as always, man. Let me get into some other topics here. So before I move forward, as always, I'm trying to get right into the news story today, not waste any time. I notice I find myself ranting more than I would like to. So let me just try to stay on point with mine. So please help me if you don't mind. Just in the chat, just say, hey, Mike, get back on topic. Just because I had so much fun being able to just share thoughts and try to, you know, process a lot of these things on the back end here. So I find myself, you know, getting caught up, you know, like I'm doing right now. So bear with me, people, but I'm getting better, man. I'm a work in progress. All right, let's get into it, man. As always, for those who are new, don't know who's new to the fold, but I want to encourage you, if you haven't, take advantage of the opportunity to test your monetary savviness. And so here we got the RTD Dollar IQ quiz, 10 quick questions, makes a world of difference. Basically just sees where, just determines where you're at now in reference to your monetary literacy, or as the statistics are showing, 60% of people are not too in tune with monetary history. So unfortunately, a lot of people I would consider monetarily illiterate, meaning that they don't know the basics of the thing they call money, which is not the case. But anyway, 10 quick questions, rethinkingthedollar.com/quiz, or click the link in the description. I have three steps towards what I consider monetary savviness. Basically starts with testing yourself, filling in the knowledge gap with information, and then plugging in, and you'll be better off than the majority, of course. So check it out if you guys are interested. And then next here, for those who are awake and aware and want to take action but don't know how, speak to the experts. And so colonialmetalsgroups.com/RTD, link in the description, is the company I partner with to help people be able to speak with someone who's licensed and trained to actually help you make decisions with your portfolio. And so if you're interested in taking it into your own possession with a self-directed IRA, which allows you to include all types of items into it, fill out this quick form here, reach out to them, and then you can get more information as to what's going on here. So link in the description gives you all the details you need to find out more about Colonial Metals Group. I actually had the CEO, Paul, on the show breaking some things down, so you can check that out as well. But give him a call, 888-521-2448, or go to Rethinking the Dollar or Colonial Metals Group, /RTD, links in the description. Go check them out if you're interested. So just a good opportunity for those who want to take advantage of it. All right, so let's get into some news, man. Let's get into some news. So one thing that caught my attention, as I mentioned beforehand, is the amount of meetings taking place. And so I look at this as, you know, on the back end, the bankers, as well as the governments, ministers, and all the people who are trying to control the narrative of what's going on here, they're definitely meeting. They're trying to figure out how, what, where they're going to do what they do, because everything we're experiencing, none of it is by accident. It's all coordinated. And it's more so, how does it play out? And will the competing forces, if I can say that, whether it be East, West, good guy, bad guy, however they're positioning themselves, you know, however they're selling us to, you know, selling themselves to the media. Of course, mainstream media here, you know, blames Putin as being the bad guy. And of course, I'm sure from Putin and the rest of the world, they all know that the Western dollar hegemony, petrodollar system is the reason for the world's current issues, in a sense. And so all this good guy, bad guy, it's all an illusion. But what's happening behind the scenes is people are working strategically to plan the future that they're trying to create for us. And we're not privy to that information. And did you know that this week the IMF and the BRICS are meeting at the same time, but in two different parts of the world for the most part? I bet you didn't know that. And also the bankers, because of the gold activity, they too have been meeting with the forces out in China. So what's going on? Let's speculate a little bit and just try to figure out what's going on over there. All right. So I want to start off with that information first, and then we'll get into some other headlines. But here we have something that, you know, we will not find out what comes from this other than just watching the policies and the rhetoric that comes from politicians as well as the institutions and things of that nature. So as of this day, as of today, Washington, D.C. welcomes a 2024 IMF spring meeting. And of course, the World Bank is there as well. So real quick here, just to give an idea as to what and who is meeting, and we can speculate on what they're talking about, but I bet it has a lot to do with controlling the narrative, i.e. the puppeteers controlling the puppet strings of the people who attend these things. These are all puppet people here because there's higher powers that they meet to. But definitely gold is in that equation, as well as the whole Middle Eastern conflict and all the proxy wars happening around the world. these things are planned. So anyway, it says here, IMF spring meeting brings together central bankers, Minister of Finance and Development, parliamentarians, private sector executives, representatives from civil society organizations and academics to discuss issues of global concern, including world economic outlook, poverty eradication. Think about this. They've been fighting poverty. They, meaning governments and NGOs and everybody, been fighting poverty, but they never seem to solve it. So exactly what are they doing? Not solving anything, not fighting anything, controlling all of this. Economic development and aid effectiveness. And so it says the main ministerial meetings and events will take place the 17th through the 19th with other events and activities taking place during the week, April 15th to the 20th. So we get all the, so this page here basically tells us all the happy-go-lucky, you know, open meetings type of thing. But then behind the scenes, there's a variety of meetings taking place where they'll be talking about, as it says here, all aspects. So everything up here, from civil all the way down to world policies to eradicating policy and things like that, all the issues that impact our lives, behind the scenes, they're talking about this. You better believe all the people we consider bad actors, people who are not operating in humanity's best interests, are at these events. But then again, this is what's happening here in D.C. this week amongst all those people there. But if we go over to the other side of the world, it looks like the BRICS 2024 BRICS Summit, which is scheduled initially to kick off in October, they have a nice list. Everything that's happening this week as well, from their agriculture meetings to their international youth forum to meetings with BRICS working groups on security issues, expert meeting on preparation for joint statistical production, the meeting of the first group of agriculture, meeting with the BRICS working group of emergency prevention and response, first meeting of the BRICS anti-corruption money group, first BRICS meeting of health officials meeting, so BRICS International Film Festival. So the BRICS, same time frame as the IMF, they're meeting as well. And so what a coincidence that this is all, you know, we get the good guy, bad guy, East versus West. But then again, it's no coincidence that you have these entities that are controlling the media, the political, the monetary, civil society, you name it, all the things that happen to us, they're meeting at the same time. So once again, if you were to just think about, given all the events we're facing right now in the world, what are they talking about? What could they be talking about? You know, are they talking about how to combat one another? Or are they probably somehow, some way connecting in joint opportunities on how to contain a narrative, push back against alternative media, things that they call misinformation, continue to promote more diversity, equity, and inclusion type of narratives and all that other stuff. But once again, BRICS meeting, IMF meeting, we'll have to wait and see what comes out, which we'll hear about, you know, say probably next week, next month, there'll be another talking point that'll make headlines. It'll be plastered all across Fox, CNN, NBC, all those propaganda news channels. And whatever that two-word line is, or that one sentence that just seems to resonate, that goes viral, I can imagine where it originated from. So just, you know, keep an eye on some of these meetings that we're not privy to understand what's going on. But on another note, these entities aren't the only ones that have been meeting. Can we say the globally systemic important banks are also meeting, or the big metals banks are meeting? And so did you know that the Shanghai Exchange, Shanghai Gold Exchange, over the last couple of weeks, JP Morgan Chase banks visit Shanghai Gold Exchange? Oh, then what a coincidence. The very next, or the week before that, HSBC Bank visits the Shanghai Gold Exchange. And then, oh, would you look at that? The week before that, Deutsche Bank visits the Shanghai Gold Exchange. And so when you click on JP Morgan Chase, because I would say they're one of the more noteworthy banks. Let me just click on this if it opens up here. There we go. And so what we have here is the precious metals. We have Scott Willing, the Managing Director of Global Precious Metals Trading. And so when we talk about precious metals trading, JP Morgan and all the other banks have been caught red-handed spoofing, spiking, rigging, manipulating precious metals since the conception of the futures trading market, where gold became a commodity And that happened to have taken place in 1974. And since I'm going here, let me just share with you some other things worth bringing to your attention as well. I was actually working on a little short and just doing a historical account of events that are not coincidental at all. And so we know how now gold is hitting mainstream attention, and it's hard to deny the activity because the price action don't lie. But then again, mainstream media is downplaying it because Bitcoin is more important and stuff like that. Okay, sure. But then again, like the same entities that are so supposedly losing control, they are now going over to Shanghai to meet with them to form and to strengthen cooperation, and all those buzzwords from that article there that I'll get to in a minute. But in thinking about this, I just think about where gold has, the journey it's gone through. And a lot of people, unfortunately, the monetarily illiterate, as I call them, not to be negative, but just to be realistic, are unaware of the journey of gold and its history. And so I was going to put together a little piece, but I'll, you know, give you a snippet. But so right here, I have the dollarcation, which I call the monetary literacy cheat sheet. And right over here on this side gives some very important categories. And one of the more important ones is the fact that, let me go here. I'm sorry, right here beneath me, right here. So executive order 11825 and the COMEX gold future starts trading December 31st, 1974. So the same time executive order 18, let me get myself out the way here. You guys can't see it, but if you download the sheet, you can see more of it. But let me give you something here. This is just some history that people don't know about or may not be paying attention to. But is it a coincidence that on executive order 11825 on December 31st, 1974, along with the gold futures started the trading on that same date in 1974? The CFTC futures gold commodities began trading. And so that executive order there has a lot to do with the rebranding or the reintroduction of gold back into the retail investors' possession from a 40-year hiatus of being illegal to hold. And so these same entities are the ones that are still controlling the narrative behind the scenes that a lot of people just don't seem to know about. But then again, that's why, you know, I'm here to try to inform our people as to what's happening. But back to the story here. So just this article here, it goes on real short and simple, but it just talks about cooperation, how Scott from JPMorgan Chase, the precious metals trading desk, is looking to partner with the Shanghai Gold Exchange. Why is this important? Because the price activity coming out of China with the gold exchange now, they are leading the charge in reference to repositioning gold back into the mainstream consciousness as a medium of value that the world is recognizing. And so as of now, the physical spot price is almost $2,400 in China. And over here, the next day, the metal prices tend to follow the real physical trading world. So they're over there trying to talk, spoof things up, shake some hands, and I guess somehow, some way, collaborate, partner. But once again, when JP Morgan goes over there, that lets us know that they're paying attention to it as well as, or maybe even helping, who knows. But here's the HSBC, a delegation led by Paul Voller, the global head of metals business at HSBC. So this guy right here, he's over there talking to the chairman about formulating and collaborating and all that stuff like that. So another very important bank. And HSBC historically has always been a silver bank, going back to the days when Chinese empire and stuff like that. HSBC is from that era. And then to end it off here with another meeting, Deutsche Bank, they sent somebody over there. So Dan Tomesco, the global head of metals market of Deutsche Bank. So you have three of the most prominent banks sending over their global head, global leaders, global this, to speak with the chairman. So what are they talking about? You know, clearly whatever it is in their favor, not ours. And so while they're concerned with controlling things, we should be controlled with possessing things that are in alignment with wealth preservation, as well as opportunities to not go unscathed by this wealth transfer that's currently taking place right now. So what I consider this gold price activity is ultimately the wealth transfer of the century. Because with gold being brought back into the consciousness of the mainstream media and the investment world, that shows the weakness in fiat currency. So fiat currencies are being debased rapidly as the weapon of choice to prop up governments, while central banks are hoarding more gold. Retail investors are starting to turn back to gold. That's a good sign. And you know it's a good sign that gold is back in the conscious or the psyche of the average person when you see stories such as this. Let me share something else with you. So for those who plug it in late, what I'm showing you is the current sentiment that's starting to unfold in Main Street economy, in the Main Street. So here we have from Fox News. This was a couple of days ago, but we know Costco has been selling out last year, and now they're stocking up, and it's getting a lot of attention. And people who recognize and realize the importance of gold is running that way. But I thought this was it. So when you see stuff like this, it just reminds us of where things are heading. But it says here, precious metals buyer cashes in on Costco's gold bar rush. And then he said, this guy here, I consider this savings. And so Costco sold over 100 million of gold during the first quarter of wholesale brewery. So Costco is leading the way as one of the biggest gold dealers in our country, and people are getting physical. That's a good thing. But it's the people who actually have something in the form of paper already sitting in an account or credit card or however they're getting it, and they're redeeming paper. So literally, and I'm always point back to this just because this is a great reference tool, in my opinion, just for education's sake. But let me just get myself together here. Let me go back here. So as I always mention, for those who may not know, this is just what I consider a valid resource of information here that I put together, and it needs to be updated because this, this right here, I created this in 2017. This was my entire research and study of what the journey or the pathway of the dollar, what we call the dollar, what it was at the point of 2020. And as you can see here, that's when the whole threat to cashless society came about and all the BRICS information was starting to really ramp up. So stand on top of that stuff then. But if you go back and look at history, all this stuff is historical in nature. You can find it's verified, it's there. This right here, all this information here make you a world smarter. It make you a lot smarter than the average Joe, which is good. But my whole point in going back here is, once again, once gold became a commodity, once being introduced in 1974 by the CFTC as a commodity, for the last 50 years, literally last 50 years, as of this year, the world has known gold as a commodity, nothing worth running towards, nothing worth using, because they've given us narratives that, you know, it doesn't earn any yield, it doesn't do anything, it's a barbarous relic, all that stuff. But now, 2024 is the year where people recognize that gold is a medium of exchange. It is not just a commodity. It's a commodity just for trading sake to these institutions, but for the people, it's money. So people who are willing and wanting to get access to it, all they're simply doing is redeeming fiat currency, which is what the fiat notes were meant to be in the first place. Okay. But then again, you have the part of the population that are not too savvy and also in a little bit of dire stress. And so here you got articles that really shows that, there's more people out there who don't realize that, you know, they're due to their desperate situations, they're running away from what is something stable and secure, and they're getting back into physical paper and digital paper because they are in dire straits. And these are the people who, you know, they're moving too soon. We ain't even seen nothing with gold and silver yet. This is just tremors before the storm, calm before the storm. But this article here is very concerning because the average person who's not watching right now, who don't know the difference between fiat and sound money, instead of making other methods of providing for yourself, they're getting rid of the very same thing that holds them down, that could hold them down. But it says here, at a Brooklyn pawn shop, customers are flooding to sell gold. Literally. So taking off necklaces, family heirlooms, grandma's jewelry from that she passed down through the years, they're taking it and they're getting rid of it to get back in the paper. And it's all because of the men in dire straits. But it says here, investors and metal traders can't agree on what exactly is behind the recent gold rally. Oh, really? It says, at King Gold and Pawn and Brooklyn, the customers don't care. They just want to sell. It says, for some, sky-high values simply mean it's a good time to cash in. So think about this. Because people see the price of gold go up, they think that they have a better opportunity of cashing out and getting into physical paper, probably just to go buy dumb stuff or to pay bills, more than likely. It says, it's hard to ignore the record prices that climb above 2,400 an ounce last week. For others, it's more desperate move to get money, to get currency, I'll say that, for bills and rent, whatever they need. What's clear is the jewelers and pawn shops are seeing a flood of sellers. So literally, the "we buy gold" signs that I've been seeing since I first started covering the subject matter, them people are cashing in because they know what's going to come down the line and where gold will end up. But people are using gold as an ATM they never had. I'll leave it at that. So literally, people are selling something that will be of greater value down the line if they could just hold on a little longer for something that literally is the problem itself, and that's the currency. So, you know, these are just some things that caught my attention, man. And then, and lastly here, and I'll stop ranting because I have some other things to talk about. But let me see what I got here. Give me a second here. So this is something. These is just some news from the day that I thought was worth mentioning real quick. This is from Kitco. They said, gold prices within striking distance of 2,400 as housing starts to cool off. So this gets into the Main Street activity, what's happening in the Main Street economy with housing due to the, you know, soon to be accelerating interest rates due to the inability to pivot. And so here we got the housing drop, you know, it starts dropping. So give you an idea what's going on here. So data came out today, and I'll just thumb through it real quick here. But the building permits forecast was that it was going to be negative. Oh, let me get over here some. Was that it was going to be negative. Let me see if I can zoom. See if that helps. Okay. So you guys probably can't read it. Let me see if I can zoom out. But I'll try to make sense of it. Okay. So here we got, you know, building permits month over month. So this is March. This is last month. And so what was forecasted was negative 0.9. It came out at negative 4.3. That is exceeded expectations. And what does that look like? So we have what was sold to us as a relatively, you know, mild economy. Housing is doing well. Okay, sure. But then all of a sudden, boom, look at this. Negative 4.9. And that's just the beginning. And the Fed is supposed to be pivoting. Okay. And then what else we got here? Let me close this window here. Housing permits. Forecast 1.51 million, came up short by 600,000. Housing starts was 1.48. It decreased to 1.32 and right on down the like. So housing is a key, another indicator showing where we're at in real time. And it's not looking good. Okay. Lastly here, let me just share something with you that hasn't made much of the mainstream media, but it happened a couple of days ago. And once again, it's just another sad story, but I was going to do a little short on this, but here we have some things that took place on Saturday in Atlanta. So I'm not sure if you guys heard about this, but apparently long lines formed around the IRS tax assistance center in Atlanta because people received letters basically saying that they had to come in and verify that they are themselves. And so long line out there, people wrapped around a corner, and it's just more strange behavior or activity where, if you haven't noticed, because I have, every social media platform, every interaction that I have with some type of app or service, they're asking me to verify myself as if all of a sudden something changed. And it's even more alarming when you have the companies that I've been a part of their programs forever. They know pretty much everything that they need to know, but they want me to verify myself. And so this plays into the gateway or doorway to where we're entering into the whole digital ID process. And of course, the ID, that was it, the driver's license ID that's due by next year. all that stuff. So this is all where all this stuff is heading, I believe, verifying yourself. Like, come on now. Anyway, so people say, I want my money. People spent hours in line outside the Atlanta Tax Center for IRS help. So literally, because of letters that, and calls that people receive, all they had to do was come in and meet with somebody just to show face and to say that I am who I am and show my ID. So people are literally not getting their refund checks because of this verification problem or process that they're implementing now. So once again, as times get worse with the economy, you can believe the government figures and agencies will begin cracking down in ways that we wouldn't have hoped or imagined. So, but that's just some things that caught my attention in the news today. So, but those meetings are definitely something. Okay, so Viv B, she says a similar scene at the IRS Houston tax office. So once again, it looks like it might be somewhat of a multi-city situation. I don't wonder, you know, do those IRS tax centers have anything to do with demographics? Like, are they more so in communities where they're, you know, people of, you know, melanated people or what? So that's something I will be wondering. Let me see here. Anthony says, trim your beard. Anthony, I like my beard. This is probably as long as it's going to get. I do trim it, so it don't get any longer. All right, what we got here? The two coin got picked. So we have XDC and Stellar. Yeah, those are definitely the banker's choices there. Klaus Schwab is in the hospital, and now he's Denmark. Stock exchange has burnt down. Yeah, I saw Denmark Stock Exchange there, you know, historical monument that is that houses the exchange there is burning down. No coincidences, man. Yeah, Klaus Schwab, once again, that's what we're being told. Why? But then, like, Klaus Schwab has become a public figure that the mainstream media or the alternative media has singled out as an enemy to humanity. So it wouldn't be surprising to me if, like, a lot of this could be staged to where he's just slowly removing himself from the limelight because his job could be complete as far as having built up the most dangerous threat to humanity with the World Economic Forum and all the public-private partnerships that are already operational. Like, the Great Reset is underway right now. Like, their playbook and their guidelines, everything that they have worked to at this point is in operation now. So at this current moment, if things continue the way that it appears that it might, they will end up being successful with the build back better, you'll own nothing, be happy with it type of model, because that's where all governments are signed up and lined up with those policies. So just look at our country with the borders and the radical activities within states, and you know certain crimes are justifiable and others aren't, and just the lawlessness taking place in the land or nationwide. Look at Europe. Europe is becoming a damn it's bad. It's bad. So that's all planned and process. That's all planned. So Claus could be done, and he could be retiring from the limelight. And what better way to get out of the limelight other than to have some type of illness and, you know, disappear down in Antarctica in a resort. Oh, man. Anyway, just some interesting stuff there. Captured the Houthis. MSC ship captured by the Houthi Eagle Military Sea Lift Command resupplying Houthis. Aces of Silver. I mean, definitely. What is being sold as opposing forces are really coordinated events and activities. So the Houthis and all these rebels and terrorists, they're getting their armory from somewhere. You better believe somebody's selling it to them with that, from that oil money, and Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, all the military industrial complex companies are getting banked right now. After all these wars, executives, I'm sure they get handsome bonuses for supplying the world with weapons that destroys cities, countries, and everything else. And then our taxpayer funds go in and help rebuild. And then we put puppets in position of power, i.e. presidents there. And that's how the petrodollar system has evolved over the last 50 years, 50 plus years. But could things be changing? I don't know. El Monte says the government doesn't have any money. Everything else is allocated to Ukraine and Israel. The government doesn't have any like just excess. They ain't got no excess, but they got more than enough because they can easily pass another bill, some capacity, or there's funds off books that we don't know about that's being used to prop all this up. Like you look at the TGA account, which is our save our government's treasury, our treasury savings account. It's dwindling down. You look at the reverse repo, it's dwindling down. So all the what was used as excess liquidity to prop up this market is dwindling down. But then again, the market still happens to be in the positive, in the green. So funds are coming from somewhere. So if they need it, they can find it. They can find it. Viv B said, "Mike, your beard looks good. Appreciate you. Thank you for that one." But anyway, those are just some things that caught my attention, man. Thought I would just check in with you and let you know about some meetings taking place and meetings that have taken place. And of course, the meetings that we don't know about. But of course, there's a lot of those. But what will come from it, we'll find out in the next week or two. Just pay attention to the mainstream headlines and whatever they're selling us. Just think about the complete opposite. And that's what they want to accomplish. So that's the best way to see through the illusion of choice that we haven't been given. So anyway, be blessed, be safe, my good people. Enjoy your day. Be blessed. Go have a, make it a great day, ultimately. Be blessed. All right. See you guys later. Peace.